Black Friday's just around the corner, and so is Cyber Monday. What should you know? What should you be doing? How do you prepare for it? We're going to talk about it today on Coach's Corner. Stay tuned. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. This is episode number 40, calling this one Black Friday. This is Empowerment for Entrepreneurs, and it is sponsored today by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout to save 25% on your membership. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I am your host, Robert Imbriali. Happy to be with you. Happy to share some knowledge, some insights, some ideas, some strategies, some things you can actually put to use in your business. This, by the way, for anyone that should know, is the most fun time of the year for me. Because why? It's the fourth quarter. And sales for most every business pretty much go through the roof. And it's really a lot of fun to see that. It's really a lot of fun to see all these sales coming in. People get real happy. People get real excited. People, customers, consumers, they spend money a lot easier this time of year. It's almost as if they've got permission to spend more than they normally would during the rest of the year. You know, they're buying gifts, but they don't buy gifts just for other people. They also buy gifts for themselves. And that's a piece I think a lot of people kind of miss. And when you're looking at it, it's like, well, you know, my product, my service really isn't a good gift item. Well, maybe it's something the person who you're marketing to has wanted and has been on their wish list all year. How many of you have a wish list, right? I have a wish list. I have a lot of stuff in my wish list, right? But I don't go and buy it right away. I wait for things to go on sale. I wait for there to be specials. And I have a long line of things that I may purchase on Black Friday because I know, as every year, things go on sale. I need some software, for instance. And I've gotten this habit now. I kind of upgrade my software every year on Black Friday. Why? Because a lot of these companies put it on sale. So there's a lot of what I call pent-up demand, and a lot of people will be sitting around going, wow, I can't wait to get to that point where the software or the product, the service, the coaching, whatever it is that I'm doing or wanting literally is going to be on sale. It's going to be given away at a little bit of a special price, and that holds true year after year after year, and you never know, right? It's sort of Russian roulette in some way. You never really know who is going to put what on sale or what you're going to have access to, and that kind of is what makes it fun for me. It's like, you just never know. And it's like, okay, ready, get on the computer, start going and see what pops in the email and see what's available. And that is what, really is a lot of fun. Now, from the business owner perspective, we got to be thinking about this ahead of time, right? We're really actually a little bit late because we're already into here in November. But what we want to do is we want to be thinking about this a little bit earlier. And what we want to be doing, we want to look for ideas, some strategies, look for some inspiration. Maybe you're like me. You copied some ads from last year, some specials that you saw from companies that you follow from last year, and you might model those. You might use those in your business for this year, but you got to do something. A lot of people say, you know, is it really worthwhile? Should I really put the effort in? And the answer is always yes, you should. For no other reason that the energy in the marketplace goes way up, right? There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and people like to buy when there's that kind of energy around, which is really what drives it more than just low prices, right? Low prices tend to be the thing. But as I'm going to share with you today, low prices are not the only way that you could look at your business and say, okay, you know, low prices, that's great, that's wonderful, but that's not the only way you can market. And we're going to talk about that today a little bit. I want to give you some thinking, some ideas that you can use going forward that should help you in terms of coming up with your offers for Black Friday and, more importantly, for the online world, Cyber Monday. First of all, do you know what the difference is between Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Anybody, right? We kind of throw these terms around. Black Friday was developed a long time ago by the retail industry because for many retailers, believe this or not, this is incredible to understand, that is the first day all year that they're actually in the black. That's why they call it Black Friday, literally, because the day after American Thanksgiving, nobody's working. Christmas is usually 3-4 weeks out, sometimes a little bit longer than that, but typically it's about 4 weeks out. That is the time when the most sales are going to be generated. And all these companies, all these retailers decided, wow, we can really kick this off. We're going to put everything on sale. And it's gotten bigger and bigger year after year. I'm one of the crazy ones. I like to go to the mall on Black Friday. He's like, why would you want to do that? Because I just like to see the enthusiasm. I like to see the excitement. Yeah, it's a pain to find a parking space. Yeah, but you get to see what's going on. You get to see the momentum in the economy. So all year long, you're thinking, the economy's not doing all that great. Not a whole lot of stuff happening in the economy. And then you come out here to Black Friday, and all of a sudden you start looking in the mall and you start to see what's really going on. You say, wow, there's a lot of money changing hands, and that's why it's called Black Friday. Now, what happened is, over the years, we've had revolution really in the internet, and it's come up and it's really changed how things are out there. So you look and you say, okay, so the retailers, the brick and mortar companies, are going to get Black Friday. That's really, people are going out, right? They're together with their family. There's nothing to do. They had their turkey the day before. There's nothing to do on that Friday. So what do? They go shopping. They all hit the mall, right? Everyone goes out there. So that is not necessarily a big day for online. However, it's still a very good day for online. I wouldn't discount it and I wouldn't pass up on it. But what happens was, well, now people go back to work on Monday, right? And what do you think the first thing they do when they get to work? Do you think they get right into their work? No. You don't understand the typical employee mindset if you think that. You know, they have the work computer. And the work computer has a much better internet connection. This has been true for many years, and not so much today, because a lot of people have home internet connections that are pretty strong. But usually at home, we had dial-up connections. But when we went to work, we all of a sudden had this high-speed internet, what was called high-speed back then. And, you know, it's easier to shop. So what happens is, on Monday, when now they're going back to work, they're still in the shopping mode. They're still amped up about what they got on Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the mall. Friday's the big day, but Saturday, Sunday, still very big, still very huge. And, you know, then now they're back to work on Monday. And what do? They continue the shopping. Okay, I'm going to go to Amazon. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. So that's the day you want your emails to be hitting. That's the day you want to be, you know, telling people what you've got. That's Cyber Monday. We used to call it the cyber, right? Cyberspace, right? We used to be called that. We don't hardly use that word anymore, but, you know, that's the only place I know that cyber has really stuck. So here we are, Cyber Monday. It's really for the online people. For those of you who, like me, have e-commerce sites and that kind of thing, that's our day. So now you kind of understand what these two days are and why they're such a big deal, because people are in the shopping mode. And like I say, the wallet opens up a lot easier on these days because they know they need to get, number one, they know there's going to be a lot of specials out there. So people are already planning for this, right? They're not spending as much this week. Next week, they're going to wait for Black Friday and they're going to start spending. And a lot of money is going to start coming out, and it's all that pent up demand. And, you know, again, like I said, if you're an online store, you want to make sure you've got sales going Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Cyber Monday and beyond. You know, it's not just that. You want to make sure you've got stuff running throughout. So let's get into the content piece here, give you some ideas, some strategies, if you will, for making the most of this incredible, incredible time of year. And of course, you know, that's what I said. November and December are a great time for increasing your sales, no matter what your year look like. I have really helped a lot of companies over the years turn their company around this time of year, just being able to get in there and say, hey, you know, here's an opportunity for you to jump out and really make a difference, because I know you haven't been doing all that well throughout the year. Okay, so lowering your prices, this is the thing, is just one way to approach Black Friday. This is what I explained to you earlier on the call. People think, well, Black Friday means I got to put everything at 50% off. Not necessarily. That's just one way. And the truth be told, what I encourage my customers to be is to be a little bit creative. Here's an opportunity for you to try different things, because it's not as hard to make the sale, right? So try different things. Play with different ideas. Play with different strategies. Everyone says Black Friday, lower the prices. That's the knee-jerk reaction. And that's true for a lot of companies, and that really is what generates a lot of the traffic. However, you don't necessarily need to do it exactly like that. What I often tell people is this time of year is an excellent time of year for blowing out inventory that does not sell well during the rest of the year. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to sell garbage. If garbage doesn't sell, garbage isn't going to sell. But if you have some things that aren't selling well during the year and you've got some extra inventory and you want to put it out there, you want to sell it, this might be a great time of year for you to do that. And, you know, I think my camera looks like it has frozen on me. Oh, wonderful. this happens. Yep, the camera is frozen, but you can still hear me though, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to go on here. We'll just do a voiceover PowerPoint for a little bit, and I'll see if I can get the camera to restart in just a moment here. Anyway, the key to success is your ability to be creative with your offers. That's real important. You got to be creative. So you got to try different things. And what I mean by try different things is, instead of being, a person who is, just saying, oh, I'm going to just lower my prices and that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep the prices real low, and that's how it's going to work out. It doesn't necessarily always work that way. So lowering your prices is one way to go, but it's not the only way to go. So you can be a little bit creative, and we're going to talk about that a little bit here today. And I apologize for not having the camera. It is not coming back online. The joy of live. If you can't be creative, then cutting your prices certainly is the fastest and easiest thing you can do. No question there. That's a simple thing to do. Take 10% off. A lot of companies try to take 50% off, make the deals so irresistible on that particular day. But you can do that all year round, right? So why don't we? Why do we wait till Black Friday to do it? That's just one of the things a lot of folks do, is they just wait for that day and they say, okay, on that day, we're going to cut the price on things. And that's just the way it's going to be. And that's one way of doing it. It's not the only thing you can do, but it certainly is the fastest and easiest thing you can do. So the big idea that I have to share with you today, and again, I apologize for the camera not working here, is explore the power of creating bundles. Now, what are bundled offers? Bundle offers are offers where you take 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 products, put them all together as one package. And what you do is you discount the bundle, right? Rather than discounting the individual item. So you might buy product A on its own as $100, but you bundle it with product B, C, and D, and now it's $125 for all of those, and the normal price would be maybe $300 for everything. So you get a discount on the bundle. And here's an opportunity for you, by the way, if you have inventory that doesn't move all that well during the year, this is an opportunity for you to move and add that inventory to these bundles and move it out that way. You're not going to get a full price for it, but that's okay, because sometimes really what you want to do is you want to move the inventory out and get it into the hands of the people who are your customers. You want to make sure that they have it, because it doesn't serve you sitting there in the warehouse and collecting dust. So this is a great opportunity for you to do that. Bundles are wonderful if you have items that are related. Right. So when I say related products, I might mean, okay, you've got a camera, you're going to bundle it with a lens, and you're going to bundle it with a couple of memory cards and maybe some lens paper. You put a package together or a kit together. All those things are related. People will want it. If you have a camera and you bundle it with a water bottle or something like that, that's not necessarily related. Those are harder to sell. So related products is really important to do. So the product has to be related. Okay. Now, what I suggest is don't sit by, idly by, and watch, right? A lot of people will do that. They'll say, okay, it's Black Friday. I'm just going to sit by and idly watch as everyone else does their promotions. I'm just going to sit by and watch what happens. I say don't do that. Not a good idea to do that. Why? Because this is a great time of year to be out there selling, and I really encourage you to do that. Get out there, sell, and make a difference, make it happen, and you'll regret it afterwards. I mean, I've been through this before with customers who decide, well, I'm not going to do anything this year for Black Friday, and then Black Friday comes, and all the momentum and all the energy comes up, and it's amazing. It's an amazing time of year. People get real excited about it. And then the business owner goes, darn, I should have done. And then a week later, they decide, okay, I'm going to try to put something on sale. But that big wave, that big momentum wave has already come and gone. So I would encourage you, if you're going to think about doing this, I would say go do it now. I would not sit idly by and watch, because you will regret it afterwards. I know so many who have. I have in the past when I haven't done anything. There have been years I just couldn't find the time to make it happen. So I actually didn't do anything for Black Friday, and it was a little bit of a disaster for me. It was a little bit sad that I didn't get out there and do it. So I would encourage you to do whatever you possibly can, and that would make a big difference in your business. And again, for those of you watching, I apologize, the video is not working. It is frozen. But here's my big message for you. Go out there and have fun with it all. It is not something to stress over. It's not something to fret over. It really is an opportunity for you to have a lot of fun with your offers. Try something different. Try things you haven't tried before. Try things that maybe you get inspired by seeing what other companies are doing. And if you are a small business, a sort of an entrepreneurial type business where it's just you, here's an opportunity for you to be really flexible. In fact, sit at your computer Friday morning when Black Friday comes and look at what offers are out there and then get inspired by some other ideas and then try changing your offers around. Send 3, 4, 5 emails that day. It is okay. People know it's a big day for selling. They're not going to get upset if they get more than one email from you. If you got an email list and you're doing that thing, certainly post on your Facebook page. Twitter, if you use Twitter, I don't have a lot of success with Twitter, but some people claim it's really good. Use Twitter as well. And, hashtag Black Friday. Real important to do that and see what traffic you can generate. And that's where I would suggest you go. Okay, I want to just talk real quickly about our sponsor, and then I have viewer mail coming up. Our sponsor today is The Marketing Network. Go visit them at themarketingnetwork.tv. This is an opportunity for you to learn marketing from some of the brightest minds in the industry, and we've got more courses coming. You can become a better, more successful business owner with the help of our world-class instructors. Get this, just $9.95 a month, gives you unlimited access to the courses, and very easy to get involved, signed up. There's a sign up page there, a subscribe button on the marketingnetwork.tv site. Just click that and you can get access right away. And it is video, full video. It's not voiceover PowerPoint, as you're kind of seeing here, although it was sort of unintentional today to do that. You're kind of seeing that, but we have full 1080p video and it's available on any device. So if you're on a Chromecast, if you're on a Roku, if you're on Apple TV, or Android Shield, or whichever one that you want to use, your computer, your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, we have apps that will run on any device to share this content with you. So just go over to themarketingnetwork.tv, use offer code COACH at checkout, and you'll save 25% on your membership for the life of the membership. Okay, we've got viewer mail coming up next. If you want to send me a question, send it to robert@ultimatewealth.com. That's my email address. Has been now since 1999. Love to hear from you and be happy to answer your question. robert@ultimatewealth.com. And this week we have a question from Terrence in Anaheim. Should I do anything special in my online store for Black Friday or Cyber Monday? I'm a life coach and don't have any physical products to sell. Now, isn't that an interesting one, right? A lot of people will say, well, I don't have anything. I've got only services. Well, why couldn't you put, a new coaching package together? For instance, I sell coaching typically in 10 sessions at a time. So what if you put a package together, if you did that too and said, okay, instead of 10, I'm going to give you 12 or I'm going to give you 13 sessions for the same price, or I'm going to discount my normal coaching package from whatever I normally charge. I'm going to take 25% off or 30% off or whatever that would be. Certainly you can do that. You don't necessarily need to have physical products to sell. You can sell, create offers in pretty much any area, pretty much anything that you're selling, any kind of non-physical. You'll see massage parlors do this a lot. The massages will be on sale. So if you just do a service business, no problem. You can absolutely do that. And I would encourage you to do something, anything. Do something. Be part of the game when Black Friday comes along. I would encourage you not to just let it pass by and don't do anything, because like I said, you'll regret it later. Good idea to do it? Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you can discount or you can add to. One of the things I like to teach my clients is keep your price the same, but add more value to what you're offering. So if your price is $5,000, keep it at $5,000, but instead of, 10 coaching sessions, now it's 12 or 15, expand it a little bit. So in the eye of the person buying it, it is a discount per session. It's a discount, but you still end up with the same dollar amount for that sale. So that's what I have for you today. I want to thank you for watching. And you see my camera is still frozen. That's me. This camera is just not working here today. I apologize. I will get that fixed before next week. I want to thank you for watching. And if you don't mind, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like on Facebook. We do appreciate that. And if you want to email me, go ahead. It's robert@ultimatewealth.com. You can send me an email with your questions, comments, or whatever. And I'd be happy to answer those as well. All right. Thank you for watching. And we'll be doing this again next week. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks so much.